Like this, Nan. One swipe and it turns on.
She swiped her fingers now against a thick green carpet. Yes, she could almost hear it. All those voices. All those years. It was lunchtime, and then afternoon, and as the sun sank lower, she wondered how cold it might get there on the floor overnight. She was 89 years old, and her bones were brittle and tired. The neighbours came then, one to the front door, one to the back.
Elsie, they called. Are you there, love? Are you all right?
I'm not here, she said, and lay still, wondering if she could turn her head far enough to see the fiery clouds of the sunset through the windows at the front of the house. There were sirens in the street. She could see the reflections of blue and red flashing lights on the wallpaper above her head, and then a policeman broke in through the door. By whose authority? She thought, she said. But no one seemed to hear, and she was onto a stretcher and into an ambulance before she had time to realize she didn't have her shoes. Imagine leaving home without your shoes. It was cold in the back of the ambulance and too bright. She wanted her cardigan. She wanted to sleep. If she could move her head slightly, she might see the steps, the porch, the battered front door. If she could lever herself up a bit more. But she couldn't.
Rightio, love.
The uniformed man was far too cheerful for his job. Elsie closed her eyes.
I don't think I'm ready to go,
her voice this time quite loud and clear. In the hospital, a fortnight later on, she thought they said she was going home, but it wasn't her home they took her to. Some other place, with a bright new apartment for her, a view down to the river, a bell she could press for attention, and meals, if she preferred it, in a hall. She had her shoes now, and her cardigan. They were bringing her mountains of stuff for such a short stay.
What's that word?
Respite, she said to Donny when he came one day at lunch.
Sort of, Mum, he said. In a way.
She'd signed some papers about some people she'd never heard of, a pair called Ben Carter and Lucy Kiss. Donny's wife Carol said they had a little boy, but what was that to do with her? Were they tenants for her house while she was here?
Sort of, Mum, said Don again. Yes, in a way.
Well, make sure they keep up the garden. Your father will never forgive me if that rockery goes wrong.
Clem Gormley. Now, where was he? When did they say he'd be here?
Ben Carter, said Don, squaring the papers. Lucy Kiss. I think we've made the right choice.
Of course, she knew what was happening. She knew where she was. The facility. She'd always called it, with its apartments for the well ones and rooms, then wards for those who weren't. It was just a stop or so on the bus along from her place, and its back fence butted the sports fields where Donnie's grandkids played. She could walk home from here, she thought. Be back in no time. She'd lived in that house more than 60 years, nearly 63. She worked out as she lay the first night in her new room, in her old bed, and her old cold sheets. She could remember the day they moved in, the size of their loan so cripplingly vast that she never dared to speak of it to Clem. To even put it into words. Back when the house was fresh and new, the house whose lawns her husband had so carefully tended. Rest his soul. Yes, that was it. And yet in spite of so many years, the day she fell, the day she lay there on the floor, was the first time she'd seen the way the light moved from one room to another, tracking from the back of the house to the front, calling into corners, illuminating space. Such a lovely thing to have seen, she thought. Such a lovely day to have spent. The modest house was sold, as the real estate agent had promised, in next to no time.
A big block like this, with the park at the back, and the shops, and so close to the city. No trouble at all, the agent had said.
Elsie's children, the twins, Don and Elaine, came to empty the house for the sale. Elaine swept shelves of items into bags, disposing of them in the gaping maw of a dumpster, emptied once, emptied twice. Don went through things piece by piece, cutlery...